It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, the 27th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Tech companies are reacting in myriad ways to government surveillance of online data. Some are calling for more transparency. Others are building new things to give people a better sense of security online. Mozilla's internet browser Firefox is in that second category. Firefox recently moved forward with a plan to automatically block third-party cookies, you know, those little crumbs of code that form a trail of your browsing habits for websites and advertisers that want to know. Those cookies are a huge help to advertisers, some of whom were not happy about Firefox's announcement. But Alex Fowler, chief privacy officer at Mozilla, says it's about a bigger question.
Should we be gathering information on users who aren't comfortable with that? With those types of data collection practices. And so really what we're motivated to do is to provide choices to not say to that user who cares about privacy, sorry, if this is an important issue to you, you can't use our service. Instead, we want to create avenues for users with elevated concerns about privacy to be able to still participate.
How thorough is this technology? I mean, are people who don't want to be tracked by the NSA going to be happy about this? Is this going to help them sort of maintain some level of anonymity, or does it not really go that far?
It doesn't go that far, yeah. I mean, this is, in a sense, that's a whole nother conversation.
You're kind of in a lonely position, though, aren't you, in an online world that's driven by ads? Does that kind of bum you out?
You know, we have not lost any resolve here in continuing to push forward on providing users more privacy and choice and control online. I mean, it's core to our mission and our values. But also, we feel without addressing concerns about privacy and security of information, trust overall is eroded, and that hurts all of our bottom lines.
And it bums us all out. Alex Fowler, Chief Privacy Officer at Mozilla, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Can a new kind of school transform a neighborhood battered by crime and poverty? Find out in Marketplace's special year-long series, One School, One Year. Explore in-depth coverage on air and online at marketplace.org/oneschool.
And before we go, an important piece of tech terminology, default, as in the default settings of my internet browser or my social media account may give up more of my data than I want. And Alex Fowler, the guy we talked to a minute ago, he pointed out in our conversation that people in the Mozilla offices have been talking a lot about a piece of pop culture that relates.
Actually, if you want a really perfect contemporary popular song that's on the radio right now, Django Django has a song called Default. I mean, if you look at the lyrics, it's this conversation. You're trying to have a voice and participate, but at the end, it's just a default. The decision's already been made for you is kind of the song. It's sort of a Devo-esque kind of a sound. You thought you'd set the bar.
That's it for us. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.